Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of O Little Town of Bethlehem. O Little Town of Bethlehem, 1868. Episcopal Bishop Phillips Brooks was such a remarkable man that when he died, a 5-year-old girl said to her mother, "Oh, Mama, how happy the angels will be." Only a radiantly angelic character could merit such a reward. But his life was not always crowned with such honor and deserved praise. As a Latin teacher in Boston, he was a miserable and conspicuous failure. It was only when he entered the Christian ministry that he found himself and became the hero among men, the saint among sages, and the prince of American preachers. In 1865, while he was rector of Holy Trinity Church, Philadelphia, the 30-year-old minister made a trip to the Holy Land. His congregation was so devoted to him that they were loath to give him up even for such an eventful trip, and one church paper wrote, quote, "He will go accompanied with the prayers of thousands for his happy journeying and his safe return," unquote. On December 24th, Christmas Eve, he made the trip from Jerusalem to Bethlehem on horseback. He noted in his diary, quote, "Before dark, we rode out of town to the field where they say the shepherds saw the star. It is a fenced piece of ground with a cave in it, in which, strangely enough, they put the shepherds," unquote. Later that night, he attended religious services in an ancient basilica said to have been built by Emperor Constantine early in the 4th century. The service lasted 5 hours and made quite an impression upon the mind and heart of the young clergyman. He returned home with, quote, "Palestine singing in his soul," unquote, little dreaming that 3 years would pass before the seed planted on that trip would finally bear fruit. As he planned his services for Christmas 1868, the pastor thought again of the Holy Land and the inspiring visit he had enjoyed there many months before. Combining preparation with memory, looking forward and backward at the same time, he was moved to express his feelings in a beautiful Christmas carol, written especially with the children of his flock in mind. The new hymn he wanted them to sing that Advent contained these lovely lines, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." The following day, when Louis Redner, church organist as well as Sunday school superintendent, came into the pastor's study, Brooks handed him a sheet of paper on which he had written the 5 stanzas of his new hymn. "Louis," he said, "why not write a new tune for my hymn? If it turns out to be a good tune, I'll name it St. Louis after you." The organist looked at the stanzas and replied, "I'll do what I can, but if it is a success, why not name the tune St. Philip after you?" Although he had ample time in which to compose the new tune, Redner delayed writing anything down until it was almost too late. "No inspiration," he complained. The night before the minister planned for the children to sing his new song, Redner had not come up with any music whatsoever. On Christmas Eve, at the very last minute, the inspiration came. He fell asleep worrying about the music and woke up suddenly in the middle of the night with a new tune ringing in his ears. He wrote down the melody as quickly as he could on a piece of paper close by and went back to sleep. Early the next morning, he harmonized the melody, and the children sang it for the first time on December 27, 1868. Brooks later paid tribute to his organist friend without embarrassing him by naming the tune after him, but with a different spelling of the name, calling it St. Louis. The music has thus no connection whatsoever with the city of that same name, though some have tried in vain to establish one. While Brooks, 1835 to 1893, and Redner, 1831 to 1908, remained bachelors all their lives, they lived to see the Christmas carol in which they collaborated become one of the favorites of children the world over.
Holy Joseph of Bethlehem, how still
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.